We are now up to Simen Resh Samach Ches, and we'll be doing the first four Sifim. Sif Aleph, Oyma Vaychulu B'Tfilas Arvis. One says Vaychulu in Mariv. Chazal say that whoever says Vaychulu becomes a Shutif in Maisa Bereshis. Vaychulu is not Ma'akiv. If one skipped Vaychulu on Friday night in davening itself, the halach is he doesn't have to daven over again. There's some Dikdukim that are brought down in the Nusach HaTfilah, first of all. Between Shmecha and Tachlis, one is supposed to leave a space. Otherwise, it doesn't sound right. We're talking about Hashem, and the word Tachlis doesn't apply to him. The other one is Elokim and S. You have to separate between the two so that the Mem and the Aleph don't go together as one word. And the other thing is with regard to the end of the Bracha, where Mishnah Berurah brings down here the fact that Friday night we say V'yanuchu Va, Shabbos morning V'yanuchu Vo, and Shabbos Mincha V'yanuchu Vom. Siv Beis, Imta V'hiskil Tfilas Achol. If someone began a weekday Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, Gomer Osa Bracha Sheniska Basheta, he's supposed to complete the Bracha that he realizes that he made a mistake in. U'maschil Shal Shabbos, and then he says Shabbos. The reason is that Be'etzem, the Chiyuv of Shmona Esrei, of Yudches Brachas, really applies every single day. When the Anshei Knas HaGdolah were menasach the Shmona Esrei, that is Seder Hayom, and it is something we should have been saying on Shabbos as well. Why don't we say it? Because of Kovid Shabbos, they didn't want us to spend so much time davening, so we would get back and have time for Onik Shabbos. Therefore, the middle brachas of the Shmona Esrei, of the weekday Shmona Esrei, are really not out of place for Shabbos. So if one began a bracha, it's not like beginning a bracha that doesn't belong. It's a bracha that does belong. He therefore should complete the bracha. The same, by the way, applies to Yontif. Mechaber says, Loshna niska bebirkas atachonein, Loshna niska bebracha achas mishara brachas. It makes no difference if it's just the first bracha or any of them. You can end up saying all of the brachas in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Bein ba'arvis, bein b'shachris, whether it's by night, whether in the morning, b'musif, he adds here musif as well, u'mincha. V'yesh omrim de'b'musif posik, afil ben tzabracha. The other sheet that says even musif not. Now the reason why the one that says musif, yes, there was never a takana of saying yudches brachas from musif. Musif is only for the carbon. The one who says yes, it's because if someone does say in musif the extra brachas, he's yotzi, he hasn't been makalkal the Shmona Esrei. The reason not is even in a week they say on Rish Chodesh when there's musif, we don't have 18 brachas there. We'll get into this a little more, but it becomes obvious that even if you say just the word atah of atachonin, that's called a haschola, and that goes for any bracha. You say one word of that bracha that is considered a haschola. What is the halacha with regard to musaf? The hachra of the Mishnah Berurah is safik brachas lahakel, that lamaisa you would not daven, you would not complete the bracha that you began. So if someone starts musaf and he says atachonin, he should just go on and begin with tikanta Shabbos. Siv Gimel, im haya sover shehu chol v'hischal adaita d'chol. If the mistake was based on the fact that the person was spacing out and thought it was a weekday, he was actually davening a weekday Shmona Esrei. He didn't think all that much. He didn't realize, you know, he's about to start Shmona Esrei. He didn't realize it's Shabbos, and he gets into atachonin, and then he catches himself and says, "Oh, it's not Shabbos. Excuse me, it's not a weekday. It's Shabbos." Umiyat geshomer tevas aton niskar kodem shalta chon esha omer chonin havalei hiskel b'shal chol v'goma osa bracha. So if he thought it was a weekday and he said the word ato of ato chonin, he has to complete the bracha. Aval im ha yodeh shu Shabbos. What happens if he knew it was Shabbos? V'shalo b'chavoni hiskel tevas ato. Stam, he said the word ah, he wanted to say a Shabbos Shmona Esrei and the word ato came out of his mouth. So let's say it was Friday night that begins Ato Kidashta, or it's Shabbos Mincha that begins Ato Echad. So the word Ato, since he knew it was Shabbos, even though he said the word Ato, that's not considered that he started with Chol. If he didn't realize even for a second or so, he forgot that it was Shabbos and said Ato because he thought it was Chol, even if it was Friday night or Shabbos afternoon, he would have to say it again. He would have to finish the bracha first. Whereas, if he said Ata knowing it's Shabbos, he said Ata, the word just came out of his mouth. So there, if you're talking about Friday night or Shabbos afternoon, it's pashit that that's not called a haschol of Ata Chonein. It could be Ata Kidashta or Ata Echad. But not only that, Eina goma birkas atachonein, even if it's in one of the other tefillahs, such as Shachris, he would not have to say, atachonein, the chashvina leketobit tefillah Shabbos. Who says that Shabbos morning, it was the ato of atachonein, it could have been the ato of atachidashta, and he's just mixing up the Shabbos tefillahs. Bin zu lezu, hagod are yochal omer atachidashta ata echad. Therefore, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch comes out, if someone thought it was chol and said the word ato adasta the chol, he has to finish atachone. If someone said it knowing it was Shabbos, he only said the word ato, the halachi is that he can then continue Shmon Esrei, the appropriate Shmon Esrei. Whereas if he said atachonein, there he already would have to complete the entire bracha. Now in the Bir Halacha, he asks the question, why if he said atachonein, and he knew it was Shabbos, just the words came out of his mouth, why is that a haschola? Why don't we just call that lishne iskalele, his tongue stumbled. Why do we call that a haschola altogether? He leaves that as a tzarekin, but it sounds more like it's a kasha rather than he's really arguing la halacha. Further, yes, there's also the Mishnah Berurah also brings down a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that if the person said ato, al das that it's chol, but he said it on Friday night or Shabbos mincha, then the ato is not considered a haschol of atachonin. The only time it is then is in Shachris. Because since he's supposed to say Ata anyway, even though his Kavanah was the Shem Chol, but it's not called a Haschola of Chol because the word Ata was actually the appropriate tefillah. It's a Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Siv Dalid. Mi shehispalel tefillah shel Chol b'Shabbos v'lo hisker shel Shabbos lo yotza. If someone davened Shmon Esrei, a weekday Shmon Esrei, and did not mention Shabbos at all, he's not yotza. What happens if he just mentioned that it was Shabbos? Even though he wasn't koveya a separate bracha for Shabbos, the halach is that his yotze, a haskara alone is enough. If he doesn't remember if he mentioned Shabbos, then misofik we say that he probably didn't because you don't daven Shabbos tik all week. The same halacha applies on Yontif or Yontif Sheni, where all you have to do is mention it. So for example, someone davened a tefillah of Chol HaMoed on Yontif, which means, say for Shachris of Yontif, he davened the Shachris Shmon Esra of Yudches Brachis, and he said Yalla V'Yavo. That's a Haskara, he's Yotze. That alone is enough. Even though he didn't say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, he didn't say the Bracha. Hagah, B'musif, afil lo amar rak v'nasil l'fanechas chovosenu t'midei yom over korban musif, even if all he mentioned was this one line, v'nasil l'fanecha, the chovosenu b'tmidei yom, the t'midim, and v'korban musif yotza. That's enough to be yotza. The Mishnah Berurah says, of course, it'll be a kal v'chomer. If he said the whole nusach of musaf, just he left out the psukim of the karbanis, that's certainly not going to be ma'akif.